What's up and welcome to the Single Player Experience. I'm your host, Sebastian Malden, and in this episode, I'm answering a question that I received from a listener. Justin the Goat wrote in on the Pro Nerd Report contact page just like you can and asked, "Hi Sebastian, love the show, but why don't you show some love to the racing games? Can we get some racing game recommendations?" Thank you, Justin the Goat, for writing in, and you can do so as well on the Pro Nerd Report contact page or on the Single Player Experience Discord server. So, in this episode, I'm going to do just that. I'm going to give you one of the best racing games that you can play as a single-player gamer. And I'm going to do it right after the intro. DJ, hit the beat. This is the Single Player Experience, the podcast that helps single-player gamers manage their video game backlog. I'm your host, Sebastian Malden, and my main quest is to help you manage your ever-growing video game backlog by letting you know which single-player games are worth your time and money so that you can have the best single-player experience. Now, without further ado, let's start the show. DJ, cut the beat. I hit the brakes and turned the wheel sharply, drifting into the looping turn. I hit the gas and took off. There's only one car in front of me. It's within eyesight, so if I play my cards right, I can catch them. I hit the booster on the orange track and drive straight through a giant loop. There's a sharp turn ahead, and I can see my rival, then nail the turn. I quickly make up the ground between us and drift while turning sharply. My car smacks right into the other car's side just as he was getting traction again. We both shoot off. We're neck and neck and the finish line is up ahead. The other car leans over and slams into me. Somehow, I stand the brunt of the blow and keep pace. I can win this. I know I got this. It's a straight shot, so I'm doing my best to push the gas pedal through the floor. The other driver must be doing the same. The finish line draws closer and closer. The winner will be decided by a fraction of a second. We cross the finish line at what I imagine to be the same time. I wait with bated breath to see who, just who, are they going to give this win to. Was it me, or was it the rival driver? The results are in, and the winner is... This is an experience that I had playing the game I'm going to recommend to you today. It's a game called Hot Wheels Unleashed. By the way, I'm sorry for leaving you hanging with a cliffhanger, but I promise I'll let you know who won at the end of the episode. But in the meanwhile, let's dive into why you should play Hot Wheels Unleashed. Have you ever wondered what would happen if you fused Cruising USA and Mario Kart? Well, wonder no more, because we have just that with Hot Wheels Unleashed. So, does this game live up to either game, either Mario Kart or Cruising USA? Is this game worth your time or money? Let's dive right into it. Let me just start by saying that this game is genuinely good. It does have some faults, but none of those take away from what is a solid game overall. Visually, I cannot stress enough how impressive this game is. It's the little details that amaze me. Everything from the tracks, to the environments around the course, to the cars, well, the Hot Wheels themselves, look absolutely amazing. The Hot Wheels are absolutely amazing. They're well-designed and well-crafted. Each one is a splitting image of the cars I remember playing growing up. Let's talk about the gameplay. This game is genuinely fun. It uses familiar racing tropes like boost on the tracks and drifting into turns to build momentum. Basically, if you played Mario Kart, then you're pretty much right at home with Hot Wheels Unleashed. Minus the whole weapons thing, though, because the major difference is that Hot Wheels doesn't have the weapons or traps that Mario Kart has. Veteran racers might want to ramp up the difficulty, though. Because, I gotta say, this game is pretty easy. Seriously, neither the easy or the medium difficulties will provide enough of a challenge for veterans of the genre to really stay interested in long term. That brings me to one of the best things about this game overall. The game's soundtrack. There's no easy way to say it. This game has a dope-ass soundtrack. There's one funk instrumental that in particular that really just slaps. I'm talking about it's one of the best things I've heard in a very long time in video games. This game does come with some negatives though. I didn't really like the boxes you have to buy to unlock new cars. Many times I kept getting the same car and that really sucks, especially when each box costs a sizable amount of the in-game currency. Another con about the game is the time to beat levels that they have, or the time to beat challenges, I should say, aren't really worthwhile. They feel like they're just adding on bloat content that was just added to provide more content in general. But it doesn't really feel like the game provides you with an incentive to actually try to beat the time for those levels. Without a major incentive attached to those kind of levels, I found myself groaning every time I kind of ran across one that I had to play. Let's talk about the final con about this game, and it's a doozy. There's a complete an absolute absence of a narrative in this game. It doesn't even try to be honest. It doesn't even try to put forth a lazy story. It's just not there. So if you're one of those story-centric gamers who really needs a narrative to sink their teeth into, this game definitely isn't going to be for you because they didn't even try here. Overall, this game has a lot of things going for it, like a lot of good things. If you're looking for a solid racing game, look no further than Hot Wheels Unleashed, especially if you like kart games like Mario Kart. This game doesn't quite have some of the nuances or some of the polish that Mario Kart has, but is still a damn good racer. Is it perfect? No, not even close. But I will say, this is a fun, well-crafted experience that any racing gamer will probably enjoy. Another really good pro about this game is that it's always dirt cheap. You can always find this game on a discount or on a sale somewhere, whether you're playing on PlayStation or on Xbox or even PC. You can always find this game for a steal of a deal. And all in all, if you're looking to save a quick buck and get a good racing game, this is definitely one you should check out. In this show, we practice the 10 games backlog rule. In this practice, you log down 10 games. Those games are going to be your video game backlog. To be as productive as you possibly can be, we recommend that you only play 3 games at one time. One single player narrative game, one game that's going to be your chill and relax game, and another game that's going to be your palate cleanser game, which is a game that you play when you're not in the mood for your other narrative games. When you complete or get tired of one game, it leaves the backlog list. Then you decide which new game is added to the list, and which game on the list advances to your active 3 games. So, where should Hot Wheels Unleashed fit in your video game backlog? That's a good question. I think this is the perfect game to have in your chill and relax spot. It's not long enough or compelling enough story-wise for it to be your primary focus. This is the perfect game to play when you want to blow off some steam or just kick back and relax to. So, that's where I think Hot Wheels Unleashed fits in your video game backlog. Oh, and by the way, I lost that race. Yeah, they were on some old bullshit. Like, I ended up losing that race because the other car was slightly longer than I was, so he reached the finish line just a hair before I did. Anyways, just letting you know what happened. So, that is the game recommendation of the week that you should consider adding to your backlog list. If you want me or my community of gamers to give you feedback on your backlog list, then join us in the Single Player Experience Discord server. Once you're in, feel free to share your video game backlog list or talk about good single player game experiences that you've had lately. The link to join the free Single Player Experience Discord server is in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I hope to catch you in the next one. Peace.